Okay, well, it was a short night here. We're kind of scrambling around a little bit this morning, but just a couple things on the game. Certainly disappointing to, you know, be that close, do a lot of things well in the game, but in the end, just not come out, you know, with the most points. And tough game, hard-fought game. Thought both teams, you know, really played well. Weren't a lot of negative plays, turnovers, things like that. Just came, you know, down to a lot of little things. And, you know, in the end, they had just a little bit more than we did. And so I think we want to, you know, try to take the positives from the game and, you know, work hard on, you know, doing a few things better. Red area offense, red area defense, third down defense. Taking advantage of our scoring opportunities offensively. We had a couple that we missed. So, you know, if we'd made any one of those plays, that probably would have made a difference in the game, you know, on either side of the ball in any situation. So we just got to keep working harder and do a better job on those things. Turn our attention to Buffalo, big division game coming up, and, you know, get ready for the Bills.
Bill, now that you've had a chance to look at the tape, what was your assessment of the unnecessary roughness call on David Thomas? Did you think it was close?
Well, no, I could see why they called it. So,
Bill, you mentioned positives. One of those would be the continuing development of Matt at quarterback. How pleased are you to see the kind of adjustments he's made to his game, not taking sacks, seeming more confident in the pocket, those kind of things?
Well, I think Matt has continued to improve every week since week one, and doesn't surprise me. He works hard. He's very attentive. He's a smart kid. He's got good talent, and every opportunity he gets a chance to practice and take reps and play, I think he improves, and he's worked hard at it, and I think that's shown up in his performance on a consistent basis. So,
when you mentioned red area offense as a place you'd like to improve, could part of that be putting the ball in his hands a little bit more and letting him throw a little bit more now that he seems comfortable?
Well, we've thrown in the red area. It just comes down to better execution. That's an area where there's not much field space. It's harder to throw down there than it is out in the field, but, you know, it's still something you got to do. It's harder to run down there too because everybody's closer to the line and there's less space to defend. So we just got to do a better job of getting it in, and we got to do a better job of keeping them out. And that's execution all the way across the board with all of our whatever plays we're calling, runs, passes, defensively, blitzes, zones, mans, whatever it is. So I'm confident in Matt throwing the ball. I'm confident in us running it. I'm confident enough stopping them, but we got to do a better job of it. That's all.
Is that typical of the progression of young quarterbacks? That that's an area that maybe you have to focus on getting them to move the ball between the 20s, and then doing it in the red zone is taking another step in their evolution.
Well, there's a lot of things about every play, no matter where it's called, that there's things out in the field that you have to deal with that you don't deal with in the red area, and vice versa. So there's a lot of things for all players to learn and pick up and adjust to and get comfortable with and all that. So red area is part of it, third down, all the different fronts and blitz packages and coverage adjustments and stuff like that that goes on out in the field and all down the distances. It's a lot for any player to work with. Red areas, you know, that's challenging, but so is everything else.
Bill, you ran a lot of two tight end sets throughout the game, and it seemed like that helped, particularly in keeping the edge rushers off of Castle. Were you happy with that outcome?
Well, I was happy with the fact that we moved the ball and we had, you know, long drives and maintained ball possession and changed field position. Just wish we could have gotten into the end zone a little bit more. You know, having a little more presence on the edge, you know, creates another gap for him to defend in the running game. It creates a little bit wider alignment or a different leverage position for the rushers against the offensive tackles. So, you know, there are some advantages to that. But I thought overall that that our pass blocking was pretty solid. I thought our run blocking was, you know, pretty consistent. We just didn't score enough points.
I was wondering, Bill, how you thought Will Height and Wheatley adjusted as the game moved along. It seemed like they became more and more comfortable in their coverages.
The plays and the talent of the players that run them, it's hard for it to be the same in practice to get your scout team to run their offense as efficiently as they run it. So I'm sure that with each series and, you know, as they got more plays and experience in there, that I'm sure they got a little bit more comfortable with the overall pace of the game and the communication and, you know, the tempo of it, disguising coverages and trying to play the game at the tempo that the Colts offense runs it at. And it's the more you play them, the more comfortable you get doing that. And for somebody who's never played against that offense before, there's certainly an adjustment process. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Sorry, did you ask Mayo to do more in coverage this game? It seemed like he was on Dallas Clark quite a bit and did a decent job.
Yeah, I think Gerard's, you know, been involved in coverages and stuff all the way through. Again, this is one of those games with the Colts where it's hard to substitute people. And so whatever group's out there, you've got to be prepared to play with. And that was, you know, they go to shotgun, they spread Clark out. He's kind of like a third receiver. But then sometimes he comes in and he plays like a tight end. And, you know, he's a very versatile player. So defensively, you have to be able to shift in and out of those different defensive formations to match up with them. And so, you know, sometimes that involves your guys doing things a little bit differently than they would normally do them because you really don't have the opportunity to substitute. So, say that, you know, the way it ended up, that our linebackers ended up in quite a bit of coverage on the tight end and the backs, and that's, I think any team that plays them is going to, you know, they're going to be in that situation, you know, a decent amount of time, too. I mean, they kind of force you into that. But at the same time, I'm not saying that we're uncomfortable with, you know, Gerard and Gary doing that, but it probably came up more in this game than it would normally come up.
Are you surprised at how close the AFC East is now? I mean, we're halfway through the season and everybody's kind of bunched together. Any surprise to you in that?
Well, we played two of the teams. You know, we had a very competitive game with the Jets down there, and you know, we got beat up by Miami pretty good. So, you know, kind of kept an eye on Buffalo. Just, you know, they played a lot of teams that, you know, that we've played. So we've, you know, seen them to some degree, but, you know, now's when we really start zeroing in on them. But I think all three of those are good football teams, and, you know, we certainly knew about the Jets in Miami. That wasn't any surprise. And I think that the kind of, you know, way that the Buffalo's been built with, you know, the job that Dick's done there and, you know, getting a lot of young, talented players onto their team and how explosive they are, you know, in the return game on special teams and, you know, offensively with Evans and all the receivers and Lynch and, you know, defensively their speed and quickness up front with some, you know, talented guys in the secondary. It doesn't surprise me that they've won five games. No.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Bill.